Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast is about to begin. Please take your seats and we'll get started. Hello, fabulous people. Thank you for being with me for another crazy podcast. It's actually Friday the 13th, and I thought that I would put some of your fears at ease. But first, I have with me in the studio the man on the mic, my sidekick, my partner in crime, and also the man who helps me keep all of the technical stuff in order, Michael.
You forgot handsome.
Oh, sorry. Handsome. Very devastatingly handsome.
Yep.
Little reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off there. It is Friday the 13th, and I wasn't going to release this until a little while later, but I thought, other than letting you know that black cats are perfectly fine, there were some other concerns about business, some fears, that I could help put at ease. I will tell you that this is a little bit of a teaser podcast, because there will be a blog, and while Michael is shaking his head left and right saying no, do not do this for free, I actually will be offering a four-part mini course on social listening. I just heard crickets and a lot of boos because nobody really understands what is social listening. What does it mean? It is not a four-letter word in the world of marketing. It's really a lot easier than it sounds, and it can do so much for you. So here's why you should not be afraid of social listening and what it can do for you. You know, over the holidays, and this is almost revenge on Mike, because on the last podcast, he did a rapid fire on me on some of the most pressing questions so far of 2017. And there were a few of them that had a common thread, something that was, you know, sort of the common denominator in people's biggest marketing questions in starting out a new business year. The first question is, how do I make myself different? How do I figure out how I'm different from everybody else who offers what I offer or sells what I sell? The third question, yes, I am going out of order, you know, hang on to your britches. The third question is, how do I identify my target market? And I'll give you an example. I saw a photographer who posted a question in an online forum. I want to start getting into Facebook ads, but I don't know how to target other than, I think it was 20 to 50 year old women. What else do I target them for? And I'll correct myself later in the blog if I'm wrong, but Facebook offers 280 points of targeting. So yes, definitely there's a lot more than 20 to 50 aged women. And the second point is reputation management. How do you handle bad reviews? That's actually one of the oldest questions in the book, which is why I mentioned it last, but it's definitely the second question. So there's one answer that can actually address all three of these, and these are not rare questions. These are like the elephants in the room of entrepreneurship. And the first question about how do I differentiate myself, how do I figure out what makes me different, social listening. Just listen. It doesn't mean that, and later I'll go into some fabulous tools that you can use, software that you can use, but right now I just want to talk about the concept. If you have enough of an attention span to sit in on a Facebook group of other people like yourself and share the same questions, then you have enough skill and enough know-how to do social listening. That's all it is. It's just like listening in on other people's conversations, except it's not that shady, really.
It is very shady.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
So if you're wondering what makes you different, go ahead and look at your competitors' websites. Look at their Facebook pages. Do a search on Twitter. I mean, everybody knows about using hashtags. Well, if you're a photographer, you know, do a search for hashtag boudoir photography, or do a search for hashtag great plumber. You know, it doesn't matter which industry is yours. It doesn't matter, because social listening applies to almost every single business you could possibly be running. So if you want to know how you're different, look at everyone else around you. I mean, you would do that if you walked into a room, wouldn't you? You would look and see, what are other people wearing? What are they talking about? What are they drinking? Well, it's the same concept, only in business. So go to the places where they are, check them out, see what they're wearing, how are they dressing up their websites, what are they talking about on social media, how are they presenting themselves. I guarantee you that if you take a few minutes to do that, identifying what makes you different is going to jump right out at you. Won't even take any effort. You're going to notice right away, oh, well, I'm different. You know, that's different from how I do it, you know, or this is something that I do that they don't do. And in probably a lot less time than you ever thought, you're going to be able to figure out how you differ. What is your unique value proposition? Again, I'm going to jump to number 3. And I notice Mike's not taking my challenge because he's got no questions yet.
Oh, I got questions.
So jumping to number 3 about, you know, identifying my buyer profile. Now, this is more of a new question because I'm very happy to see that entrepreneurs of all different types are starting to figure out that, yes, you need to know who you're selling to. You need to know, not only are you, let's say you're a plumber. Sure, you're selling to homeowners, you're selling your services, you're advertising to people who may have plumbing issues, but who in that household is the one who's going to write you a check, and who's the one who's going to decide whether or not they were happy with your services and bring you back? So again, social listening. Like I said before, go online, look at your competition, do a simple Google search. Look for the other plumbers in your area. Check out the ratings that people have left for them. And on the positive ratings, why? Was it because they put on those little footy covers so that they didn't get your carpet dirty when they came in? Is it because they had excellent customer service on the phone? Is it because they use social media to help their customers understand and get resolution fast? So you can really learn so much about your audience and who's communicating. You know, is it the mother of the household? Is it the matriarch? Is it the patriarch? Is it the kid, the tech-savvy kid? You know, the millennial who grew up knowing what a USB port was, not a landline. So that's the, you know, the third part. Now I'm going to back up to the second part, reputation management. Everyone, this has been an elephant in the room for years now, especially in the world of online marketing, because you have some platforms like Google and Facebook where it can be very difficult to come back after a negative comment and say, hey, that person never even bought my services or bought my products, and they're leaving me a negative review. What do I do? Well, one of the things that you can do is leave a comment and say, I'm sorry, but we've never done business together. Can you please give me, you know, a reference number or something about when I served you? And it doesn't matter if that person has any rebuttal. It's about the hundreds of other people who are going to see that you addressed it, You addressed it fast, and you were honest.
Now, I do want to add note to that, what you just said, Camille. Mm. I have seen lately what's a trend is that there are people in, you know, I don't want to say evil people, but I'm going to say evil people that will purposely go to a competitor's site and leave negative feedback where they've done no business with that, you know, with that business. They have done no type of goods or services, and they'll just leave a negative feedback hoping that others will see it, and then they will go to their competitor, you know, which is them instead, and use their services. So that is where reputation management comes big, where social listening comes big.
Right, and when it comes to something like that, that's where I think it actually raises a good point, Mike, because reputation management, just like social listening, are things that you cannot ignore. Now, in the example that Mike just gave, yes, that is very common. People going to the competition, leaving negative reviews, people who have never done business with you before, maybe they somehow know you on a personal level and they leave a negative review. Hopefully you have a good marketer. I don't mean marketing agency or firm, but a marketing person who helps you and can help you navigate these murky waters. But yes, I say water, not water. I am from New Jersey. It's water. But moving on, you know, it is so much worth the investment to hire a really good digital marketer who can help you navigate those murky waters, because it's funny, they say that one, having no negative reviews at all makes people question you, but having two or three can deter up to 9 people or more from buying from you. So this is not something that you can just sweep under the rug or overlook. This is something that you seriously need to address, because it could be driving away 3/4 of your prospective customers just because you're not paying attention to it. So definitely, you know, understand the cost value there of having someone help you with reputation management. But questions 1 and 3, how do I make myself different? And how do I identify the differences in my prospective customers that will make them buy from me? Can both be done with everything from some great tools that I'm going to give you in that little free mini course on social listening to a simple Google search. There are so many ways to answer those questions and make 2017 the best business year you ever had. All you have to do is set aside 5-10 minutes to do it. I think most people don't do it, not necessarily because they think it's rocket science, but because it's sort of that initial leap, you know, like they've never done it before. Oh, how do I do social listening? Guess what? Every time you do a Google search for your local pizzeria and you see those reviews come up, you just did social listening.
You know, again, you know, we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves because, you know, today's podcast is just a quick little podcast, you know, because I, you know, as much as I disagree with free, you know, we do want, you know, the viewers and everybody wants you to go into detail in your videos. Otherwise, we would be here for hours talking about this.
No, we're going to bring this to a close, and I will, you know, as always, very genuinely thank everybody for their time. But there will be a lot more detail in the videos because there's a lot more to know. And one of the reasons that it is free, Mike, is because I'm tired of answering the same questions over and over and over.
That's okay to answer it over and over.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, when I'm social listening on, say I'm on Facebook, for example, I could be in the same exact group without even leaving a group, you know, one group that thousands of people are members of, and I'll see the same questions 20 times in a day. And that's why I think it's important to do a free little mini video series and a blog.
I mean, And I agree with you. And the thing is that with the blog and the mini video series that you're going to do, it's going to be more meant to say, hey, you know, I've been afraid to ask what social listening is. You know, Camille will have a blog that explains it in smaller detail. And then the video, you know, the mini videos will go into what it is, how it is, what you can do, and how you can do it.
And some tools.
And tools, which are free.
Yes. There are paid tools, there are free tools, and they can make all the difference. You don't have to spend a dime. Just have to, you know, open your eyes and say, you know what? What is social listening?
And you know what it is, guys? You know, Camille is very good at what she does. You know, she doesn't give herself enough credit. But she is also available for you guys to bring on board for even for a short time or for long term. You know, she's a consultant. She does this. She's been doing this for many years. So, you know, I encourage you, even though I may be the man on the mic and, you know, helping her with this, I encourage you to, you know, subscribe to her blog, listen to the podcast, subscribe to the blog, and watch the mini series. And if you still don't understand, then it's okay to ask her. And if you want, and if you can't do it yourself, which some people may not be able to, and that's perfectly fine, contact Camille. For this podcast, we're going to use the hashtag Camille Social Listening. So it will be hashtag Camille Social Listening for any questions or anything that you want to ask about social listening.
You have to remind me to put that in the blog also.
Don't forget to put that in the blog also.
Thank you, Mike. That's very helpful.
You're welcome.
But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Mike. I think, to be honest with you, most people don't even, probably have never even heard the phrase social listening. And it's something that can literally turn your entire business around with just a few simple steps and tools that can be completely free. And like Mike said about, you know, consulting and asking for help, number one, I always say my two cents is always free. If you can't tell from my podcasts, I am a rambler. So I am more than happy to...
I live with her.
It's true. I'm a rambler. But as far as consulting, you know, imagine spending less than $100 for a business solution that can save you from losing $10,000 or $20,000 because you didn't know how to handle your negative reviews or you didn't know how to set yourself apart from your competition.
In this day and age, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm going to tell you this much from me personally seeing, you know, pride and ego are the two things that will kill your business.
That is so true.
And because we are doing this video series, even though I don't agree for it to be free, sometimes to bring in an outside person, Camille is always, and you know, I don't want this to sound sales pitchy, but you know, Camille's good at what she does, even for short term. And you know, it doesn't hurt to have someone looking from the outside in to say, hey, this is what you need to fix.
That's one thing that really baffles me about entrepreneurs is that I've seen so many that will spend 6 months to 5 years struggling to figure it out themselves, losing thousands upon thousands of dollars, but they're afraid to hire somebody for just a little while who can really get them to launch into a whole new level. I don't get it.
It's better to hire a plumber to fix your leak than let your house drown in it.
Yeah. That's actually a beautiful way to put it and a beautiful way to end this little teaser of a podcast.
Exactly. Guys and gals and everyone in between.
Michael.
Me. Again, any questions, comments, concerns, you want to use the hashtag Camille Social Listening. You know, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you have a cousin that lives in a rural village with the little, you know, post where people post, you know, notes on, post it on there as well.
I accept smoke signals.
Exactly. So, again, guys, this is Camille Social Listening, and be, you know, on the site in the next week or so for all the videos to come out.
Yeah, definitely stay tuned because this is something that I feel a lot of entrepreneurs need. So, guess what? I'm putting it out there and I'm giving it away. So stay tuned. I am a very easy person to find. So just come find me. Ask.
Mm-hmm. And again, if it's not about social listening, just hashtag Camille, I need help. and, you know, she will answer. And if she misses it, I'll catch, excuse me, I'll catch it and I'll let her know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mike, by the way, for always being my backup.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome. I take crackers as payment.
Well, thank you, everybody. As I always say, time is our most valuable commodity today. You know, you are worth what you make of your time. So thank you for sharing yours with me. And stay tuned because we've got some good stuff coming. And it's pronounced water, not water. Happy Friday the 13th. And please remember, black cats are absolutely wonderful. You know, break that stereotype. Happy Friday the 13th, everybody.
Take care.